Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Shavuos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecherah Fan, Yosef Gagon, Bikarav Mamish. And we continue discussing Shavuos Seidos. In the previous Mishnah, we focused on the fact that one's chayv for making Shavuos Seidos only if they're discussing something that has to do with mamonis, it has to do with money, but not if it's about knas, which is a penalty, or something that's not going to come with mamonis. As we continue discussing this Mishnah Zayin, let's say he tells them Mashbiani Aleichem, I'm being Mashbiyah you, Siduni, if you don't come and give Eidos for me, either the Shani Kain that I'm a Kain, which means I get Truma, or Shani Levi, then I'm a Levi, and that means I get my Sarishain, or he tells me to give Eidos, She'eni ben Grusha, She'eni ben Chalutza, that I'm not the son of a divorced woman, or the son of a woman who got Chalitza, which means I'm a kosher Kain, or he has him give Eidos, She'ish Pleni Kain, that guy's a Kain, or She'ish Pleni Levi, that guy's a Levi, She'eni ben Grusha, She'eni ben Chalutza, or that that guy is not a ben Grusha, or not a ben Chalutza, which means he's a kosher Kain, or She'anas Ish Pleni Zbitoi, that guy was Ma'anes, a different guy's daughter, or Pita's Zbitoi, he was Mefate, he seduced that guy's daughter, so he owes him money, or he tells me to give the following edus, v'shechaval b'bani, that my son wounded me, or v'shechaval b'chaveri, v'shehidla g'dishi b'shabes, that my friend either wounded me or lit my pile of grain on fire on Shabbos. In all these cases, are real paturin. They're potter even if they make a false shvua, because none of these have to do with mamonis. In the case of, let's say, where he says that I want you to give edus that I'm a kayin, even though if he is a kayin, he does get to receive truma, their edus is not a direct result of him getting money right away. It just means now he has a schus to get truma, but since he's not going to be handed money because of their edus, it's not considered shvuas edus. In the cases when he's referring to somebody else, so that has nothing to do with him getting money. And in the later cases of the Mishnah, where he says, let's say for example, that my son wounded me, his son doesn't owe him money, his son's chayv misa for wounding his father. And the last two cases as well, if he says my friend wounded me, or that he lit my pile on fire on Shabbos, this is called kamoi b'drabmine, when the friend wounds him on Shabbos, or lights his pile of grain on fire on Shabbos, he's chayv two things. First of all, mamonis, monetary payment, and also he's chayv misa for mechal Shabbos. And we know that kamoi b'drabmine tells us that when a person's chayv two punishments, we only give him the more strict of the two, which over here is going to be misa, and that means that this edus doesn't have to do with mamonis. Therefore, in all these situations, even if they lied, they're not going to be chayv a karbon. On to Mishnah Ches with more examples. Let's say he tells the Mashbiani Aleichem, I make you swear, im lo savoy v'siduni, if you don't come and give edus for me, she'amar ish pleini, that guy said, liten li masayim zuz v'loi nasan li, that he's going to give me 200 zuz and he didn't give it to me. In this case also, I reel a patur in their putter, even if they make a false shvua, she'en chayavin el atvias mamon kapikadin, because they're only chayev for making a false shvua regarding edus if it has to do with tvias mamon like a pikadin. It has to be that directly through their edus, this person is going to be given money that's owed to him. Like if he says, I deposited $100 by that guy, and so he owes it to me, the direct cause of their edus is going to be him getting his $100 back. But in the case where, let's say, Reuven told Shimon, I'm going to give you 200 zuz. Even if it actually did happen, he's still not chayv to give that 200 zuz. That's not something that we're going to chayv him to do. Therefore, this is not something that would fit under the concept of Shavuos Eidos. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Yod with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.